Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and I know some of you in the Northeast. Tom was telling me that in Minnesota, they haven't had a lot of snow to date. And the last couple of weeks, it's been sneaking in 2-3 inches at a time. And on the side of the road, the snow is waist deep now. Well, my house in Maine, the snow is on the side of the road is, probably shoulder high. We get another 4 to 8 inches of snow yesterday and last night. Beautiful outside looking. But, you know, we're thinking spring. 61 days away. And to help encourage you, and to motivate you, I've asked Pat Stone from Green Prince to join us this morning and to tell you about a very unique publication that he has developed that will get you to think about spring. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I'm a little scary to think of shoulder-high snow. I do not envy you.
Well, normally at my house in Kennebunk, Maine, we get about 100 inches a year.
Holy mackerel.
And the last couple of years, we haven't had a heck of a lot. And by Christmas, we had already had 25. So bit by bit, it's beginning to build. And it melts, and it builds, and it melts. And, you know, there's a good possibility. February is the month that I fear, because all the big storms have come during that particular month. The blizzard of 78, which I'll never forget, because we had no power for a week, and we had 4 feet of snow come in. So February is the month where you can really get walloped. So we just want people to think.
I'm not going to put you on the tourist board for Maine. I'm sorry.
Well, send it after February, and then we can do it. So, to get people to think about spring, tell us a story from your magazine that could motivate our listeners to think spring.
Well, I have one that's a humorous one that I hope will warm your spirits, if not your bodies. Green Prince is a magazine of garden personal stories, and here's one of them. It's written by Robert Christensen of Bangor, Pennsylvania, and it's called My No-Grow Azaleas. Several years ago, I planted 8 azaleas to make a hedge alongside the house. There's an old garden saying, give a $1 tree a $10 hole. Well, I'd certainly given these $15 azaleas $150 holes. I'd opened up the subsoil for good drainage, mixed the topsoil with peat moss and compost, set each plant to the earth at just the right level, and top-dressed them with cedar mulch and chips to cut down on weeds and conserve moisture. In return for my effort, every spring, they lit up the side of our home with a beautiful display of dazzling white blooms. They thrived. For the past 2 years, though, they hadn't grown much. Everything looked normal, but they weren't getting any bigger. It was as if all 8 of them had simply decided to stop growing. They definitely were not becoming the azalea hedge I had envisioned. My concerns were growing. My azaleas were not. It was time to take action. I started by consulting with my fellow gardeners. They'd come over for an inspection and find nothing wrong. We'd scratch our heads and end up talking about how to rid the world of rabbits. Next, I called garden centers, the local farm bureau, the county extension office. Nothing. On the World Wide Web, I joined several garden chat rooms to no avail. I began discussing my azalea problem with my fellow commuters on the bus. After a few days of this, the bus driver began including me in his pre-trip announcement. No tobacco, no alcohol, no cell phones. And does anyone know why healthy azaleas would suddenly stop growing? I knew things had deteriorated. The day I stopped at a traffic light in my car, made eye contact with the driver next to me, and motioned for him to roll down his window. I asked him if he knew anything about azaleas. To my surprise, he said, "Sure. What do you want to know?" "They're not growing." "They got bugs?" "No." "They look sick?" "No." "Beat 'em." The light changed and we both drove off. "Of course," I thought. "Feed them. If you want something to grow, you've got to feed it. I should have stopped at this light earlier. I could have saved myself lots of aggravation." So feed them I did. I fed, I watered, I waited. Nothing. I fed them some more and watered and waited. Nothing. I fed them some more and some more and some more. They died, all of them. They died because I'd fried them with nitrogen. I had created azalea crispies. Finally, I got out the shovel and wheelbarrow and began to dig them up to put them on the compost pile. A glint of silver caught my eye. It was one of those metal identification tags nurseries used. I must have forgotten to take it off when I planted the azaleas. I cleaned it off and looked at it closely. It read, "Dwarf White Azalea." Brutal story. Brutal. I've always loved that story.
I like that. I like that. And, you know, when you got to the end, I could sense that you were going to say that.
Well, you're a good gardener. You're an expert. See, you saw that coming. Obviously, he did not.
And it's true, though. A lot of people will buy plants, and they don't get all the information when they purchase it. And usually, it's the opposite, where they'll go in the nursery, and they've been gardening a long time, and they come in, and they see a rhododendron that's red, it's beautiful. They don't ask any questions. They buy the plant up against the house, near a window, and it starts to grow and it's beautiful, and 10 years down the road you can't see out the window. So, you know, it's important that you ask questions at the time that you purchase the plant. And like you, you could have saved your plants, and it's just because we didn't do our research.
Well, we all make mistakes in gardening. That's part of the game, really.
I'll tell you, Pat, half of my knowledge is because of mistakes that I made. That's how you learn the hard way. And I'm trying.
How many plants have you killed, right?
Yeah. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. Nobody's perfect, and you're always learning. And that's why a magazine like yours is good. It's very, very unique. Now, tell us a little bit about Green Prints, how it got started, and the story behind it, and the cost, and how you
Green
can purchase
Prints is a,
it.
Green Prints is a Weeder's Digest. It's the only magazine of personal gardening stories and experience. Humor, heart, inspiration, people's experiences from all over the country. We garden for food, we garden for flowers, but we also garden for the inner rewards it brings. So it's heartwarming, it's inspiring, it's illustrated with beautiful art. It's kind of like a little book, like a little Reader's Digest. Beautiful illustrations. I've done it for, this is the 25th year. It won the award for Best Small Garden Magazine in the country twice. To subscribe to it, it costs $19.97. You can either call my 800 number, 800-569-0602, 800-569-0602. 469-0602. You have to wait till the show's over because I have to take it over the take it off the hook so I can talk to you. Or you can go to our website, greenprintslikethumbprint.com. I give everybody who subscribes a Weeder's Reader, a special free bonus issue, which has the story I just told you in it. And if you mention Paul Parent, because I want to know if people heard about it on your show, I give people an extra free issue. So mention Paul Parent when you sign up. You can phone up or you can call on the website. You can go to the website.
Now, when is the spring edition due in, Pat?
The spring edition I'm working on right now, but the winter, I'm still mailing the winter issue. So if you sign up now, we get you the Weeder's Reader, the special bonus issue, which has that story and 16 other beautiful best-of stories. And you'd get the winter story a couple of weeks later, the winter issue.
Wonderful. Now, the one thing that I like, and because you're a small company and working hard, you encourage your readers to write you and to tell you about things that have happened in their garden. And then you can relay those messages. So you're also teaching gardening at the same time. We're going to take a break, and we're looking forward to another story.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, winter is coming to an end here. We're only 61 days. It may not look it where some of you live, but a lot of you have open ground. And you're starting to think about springtime. So we asked Pat Stone to join us and to give us a hint and some encouragement about the arrival of spring, since he's got some great stories in his wonderful magazine called Green Prints. Now, Pat, tell us a little bit more about your magazine, how it got started, and information that I think our listeners will enjoy.
I used to be the garden editor at Mother Earth News, Paul, and for 12 years told people when to prune their raspberries, how to take care of their vegetables. But I realized there's more to gardening than that. You need those recipes. You need that instruction. But gardening is really a relationship with plants, and it's one that helps us and helps other people. It's very heartwarming. So I started Green Prints, the Weeder's Digest, to share those kind of stories. And it's made a difference in people's lives. People love hearing these stories, connecting with other gardeners. It's beautiful. It's fun. I get stories all over the country, all over the world. Green Prints is $19.97 for a year subscription. You can get it from our website, www.greenprints, like thumbprints.com, or you can get it from our phone number, 800-569-0602. 569-0602. It's a great gift. If you have another gardener you care for, this is a great way to share your love with them.
Okay. Time for another story, Pat.
You got it. This one's a tender one, also from that special free issue I give new subscribers, called 1 Million Daisies. 1 million daisies have invaded my mother's garden. They grow rampant among the phlox and delphinium, the lilies and the roses. She doesn't want their scraggly disorder in her picture-perfect beds, but she cannot stand to kill anything, especially a flower. On this early morning of my summer visit, while my mother sleeps, I am deadheading these daisies, 1 million times 1 million, it seems, and thinking of her. She wants her flowers, but not their mess, so I must tread carefully. I hate this job. Cut off a bloom, separate it from the live ones, cut off another. I must have cut 10,000 at least. I looked the length of the garden at all the multitudes remaining. After half an hour, the beauty of the early morning doesn't compensate for my aching back. She doesn't need all these. Why not just pull half out by their roots or cut the old heads off by the fistful? No one would notice from a few feet away. But I know I won't, and I wonder why. My mother doesn't expect this fussiness. Somehow, without reason, I expect it for her, knowing how she loves every petal and leaf. Just as she loved her children, I suddenly realized. Perfectly, proudly, with attention to every detail, every emotion. In spite of our flaws, I am struck by the thought. If my mother didn't love daisies, would she? she have loved me so well? Back on my knees, I recall the lunches packed, the clothes sewed, the hair curled, the ruffles ironed. I think of the eons of advice, of comfort, of concern. I sniff and I count, sniff and count. The morning passes. A million daisies may not be enough.
Very good. I'll tell you, Pat, I built a daisy garden along my driveway. My Aunt Ruth loved daisies, and my wife's mother, her name was Ruth also. So it's called Ruth's Garden, and there must be 25 or 30 different types of daisies in this garden that will bloom all season long. One finishes, another variety comes in, and there's nothing prettier than the daisy. So I can see the story and understand how people love that particular plant so much. But they do get out of control. It makes a great wildflower, and for a meadow or for a side lot, and you just want color, there's nothing better than daisies. And we appreciate you, you know, telling us some of these stories ahead of time. And for those of you listening, you get a cold, snowy day like we have here in Maine, you sit at your table with the Sunday paper, get that done, spread all the seed catalogs out that you're getting in the mail, and Pat's magazine, and for a few minutes, you're away from the cold, from winter, and you start to think positive about the garden. So if you get a chance, sign up for Green Prints. That phone number, 800-569-0602. You'll enjoy it. Thank you, Pat. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gadden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Give us a call. It's nice and quiet. We'll get you right up, and that way we can answer all your questions so that you can prepare for the up-and-coming season. It's getting closer, and in just 2 weeks, that groundhog will determine whether winter will last another 6 weeks or not. So let's keep our fingers crossed. Things that we can be thinking about doing at this time of the year is a lot of our houseplants probably have not been fed since well before the holidays. So if you have things like ficus and they're dropping their leaves, if you have Norfolk Island pine and the ends of their needle-type branches are beginning to turn brown, if you have a spider plant and the ends of the foliage or the margins are beginning to turn brown, maybe you've got some houseplants, flowering types, and they're beginning to get a fungus on the foliage. You're growing some herbs, and they're doing okay, but they're not getting to be spectacular. Call us. Tell me what you're doing, and we'll try and solve the mystery like that azalea that turned out to be a dwarf that just wasn't growing. There's a lot of things that we can be doing, but the one thing that I will be doing today is I'm going out in the yard, and I'm going to cut some forsythia. Now, I had a strange thing happen. At Christmas time, I went out to throw some material in my compost maker, which is right near my forsythia plant. And on December 15th, there were several branches of the forsythia that were actually in bloom. I almost fell over. Which means that those branches will not flower when spring arrives. And the buds have since turned black and the flower has died because of the weather. So if you have forsythia, they're getting big, or you have forsythia and they don't bloom like they should, sometimes it's just a dehydration of the flower buds caused by the winter. And the month of February is the month where there is the most damage to flowering plants and to broadleaf evergreen plants, because your days are longer, the temperatures normally increase, we get a lot of wind, and you get dehydration. So, if you've got forsythia, cut some branches today, 3 feet, 4 feet, whatever you want, bring them in the house, slit the side of the branch. So what you want to do is, where you cut the forsythia branch from the main plant, I want you to take a pair of pruners, and I want you to split the stem right in the middle. And that will help with the water uptake, and they'll come into bloom a lot faster. Now, I know some of you have had damage to some of your flowering plant with some of the heavy snow. And if you have evergreen plants like azaleas, rhododendron, that will flower in the early spring, do the same thing. Cut the broken branches, split the stem, put them in a tall vase of water, and within a couple of weeks, you'll have azaleas, rhododendron, magnolia, and your forsythia. And if you have pussy willows near you, go cut some pussy willows. Put them in a vase. Let the buds swell. When they get to the size that you want, drain the water, and they'll stay beautiful for weeks and weeks and weeks. Tom, let's go to the phone lines. Who is first this morning on the Paul Parent Garden Club?
First up, we've got Laura from Martha's Vineyard with a question about daffodils.
Laura, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and how can we help you with your daffodils?
Good morning. Last October, I potted up a lot of daffodil bulbs in plastic pots and kept them outside, like you suggested, till about Thanksgiving. I put them in the garage around Thanksgiving and actually have just left them there. And then in your last newsletter, I was reading about the fact that they should be kept watered, and I have not done that. What should I do now? Should I start watering them or bring, maybe even put them outside for the next month? Have I lost them?
Oh, no, no. The bulbs are still fine. And when you potted them originally, did you give them a good drink of water?
I left them outside for about a month. Yes, watered them and left them outside for a month.
Okay. And that's good, because what you want to do is you give them a drink, it wakes up the root system, and by being kept outside, it mimics the climate of the bulbs that are planted in the ground, except they're in the pot. And the root system has begun to grow. The weather got cold and winter was coming, and again, you did the right thing. You brought them in your garage, you put them on the floor, where it's getting the cold from the floor, and you know it's been cold all over New England. Now, the large daffodils, they need to be potted for 10 to 12 weeks before you can force them. So if you potted them the first week in October, you have 4 weeks in October, 4 weeks in November, 4 weeks in December, and now we're in January, and we've gone 2 weeks. So we've gone four in October, November, December. That's 12. Four times three is 12. And two is 14. You can start to bring a pot in a week or every 10 days starting now.
Okay.
I would give them a good drink of water to make sure that they don't dry out. Still keep them on the floor and keep them in the garage where it's going to be cold so that you can bring them in a little bit at a time. And I used to do that. Right now we have Shih Tzus, dogs, and they're little. But we had a big dog before. He liked to stay outside, and we bought a big dog house. And every time it rained, he refused to go in the doghouse. He'd just sit there and whine, so we'd have to bring him in. So I used the doghouse to force the bulbs because I didn't have a garage at that time. So I put my bulbs in. I stuffed the door full of pine needles. And then in mid-January, early February, I started bringing them in. So bring in a pot or two, put them in a brightly lit window with your average house temperature, and keep spinning the pot so that the light is uniform. Water them. And I'm going to say within 2 to 3 weeks, they will be in bloom.
Oh, that's really good news.
Yeah, and then as you see that the bud is coming out, and just before it starts to bend, because the daffodil bulb will come straight out like a finger, and then it will nod over, and that's when the bud opens. Once it begins to nod over, move them to a north window, an east or a west. Keep them out of a south-facing window so that they'll bloom longer. If they face south, they're going to get hot. And you want that to happen early on to wake them up, to stimulate them, to get them going. But once they start to grow, cool them down, and they'll bloom a lot longer. Now, when your daffodils get done blooming, cut off all the flowers, not the foliage, and then keep them actively growing for about 6 weeks. So that the rays of sun can be absorbed into the foliage, the bulb can rebuild its energy, give them a good shot of a liquid fertilizer, and then after 6 weeks, put them in your basement or back in your garage. They'll turn brown, they'll go dormant, and then in April, knock them out of the pot as a single unit and plant them a couple of inches deeper in your ground, and they'll rebloom next year at their normal time. And that's why I like to force bulbs, because you get to enjoy them at a time of the year that you really, really need to see color, and then you put them in the garden, and they come up the following year. So you get to enjoy them for more than one time.
That's good information, and I will do that. It will give a breath of spring to see some flowers. I have another question about black oak trees.
Yes.
Here on Martha's Vineyard, we have a small wasp that is burrowing itself into the branches of black oak trees, and it's killing them. Have you heard about this problem, and can we do anything systemic to help those black oak trees?
I'm sure there is something. I have heard some rumors about it, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to call tomorrow. I will call Ken Kukurowski. And he's at Bayer Advance. He's on the program regularly in the spring. He just spent a week in Chicago, and they were discussing invasive insects and new bugs for 2013-2014. And let me give him a call during the week, and I'll have some information for you next Sunday. How's that?
That is really good news. We're having a problem here. They're dying at the top and dropping the branches, and it would be really nice to stop that. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I met you when you came down to Mahoney's a few years ago, so I hope you come back.
I really enjoy going to the garden centers because it gives me a chance to talk with people like you that give me a lot of ideas, and I always enjoy talking with the people who make the show possible. So thank you for taking time out of your day, coming to Mahoney's on Cape Cod, and talking with me. It really does make this job an awful lot of fun and very, very rewarding, talking with people like you. But I will call Ken, and we'll let you know next Sunday. Thank you.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club,
Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Martha from Maine with a question about poinsettias.
Martha, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about your poinsettias and what you'd like to do.
I've got about five of them. Some of them are 3 years old. They're in 8-inch pots. And they did bloom. Their bracts came out not very large this year because I got started late doing the in the dark, out of the dark routine that you recommend. But now the leaves are dropping. I can walk past the plants, which are in a south-facing window about 2 feet from the windowsill, and temperatures in my kitchen range from 55 at night to about 60, 62 during the day. They are just dropping their leaves. The leaves look fine. I don't see any signs of any insects or anything. And I'm wondering, what am I doing wrong?
Okay. Have the leaves changed colors? Did they get lighter, or did they lose some of their shine?
They never have been really very shiny. But no, they haven't lost their color.
Okay.
They're a nice green. They're a normal poinsettia green.
And they're falling green.
Yes.
Okay. First thing I want you to do, grab a hold of the plant, turn it upside down so that the pot faces up, tap the pot on the edge of your countertop, and pull it off, and examine the root ball.
Okay.
Now, the root system of any kind of a plant should be a creamy white color.
Right.
If it's on the brown side or even black, it's a sign that you're getting too much water to the plant.
Okay.
And that's something that's pretty common. And this year, we have had a lot of cloudy weather. We've had cold weather. And if we continue to water at the same rate, and we're not getting as much sunshine, the plant is not using the moisture as quickly, and it tends to plug up the little pores in the soil, and then you get a discoloration of the root system. So if the root system has gone from a creamy to a tan color, which is normal, to a brown or a black, then it's too much moisture, and you need to cut it back. So the first thing I would do, get some, take a Sunday paper. When you're done reading it, Make it 4 or 5 layers thick on your countertop. Set your plants on the newspaper, and the newspaper will act as a wick to pull that excess moisture out of the root ball. And being that the root ball is exposed all the way around, it will pull moisture out of there. And I would let it sit like that all day long.
Okay.
Then put it back inside the pot, and I would feed them if they haven't been fed in the last month. You know, a general purpose fertilizer, and that should help also. The other thing is, on days where they say it's going to be really, really cold, bring them in the middle of your room and get them away from the window. Because even a good brand new window that really that's well insulated, the cold will still get through it. When you get down to below freezing, to near zero, and I know my house in Maine this year, we had a dozen days where it got well below zero, even without the wind chill factor. So if it's going to be really cold, bring them in the middle of the room. They'll do much better. Poinsettias come from Mexico.
Right.
And sometimes, even at 55 degrees, you can chill a plant. So
okay.
Pull them back, cut back on the amount of water, feed them a little bit more often to try and encourage. And I think you're going to see that the plants will come back. Now, don't panic if you lose up to half of your foliage, because in March, early April, you're going to take that 8-inch poinsettia. You're going to repot it in a 10-inch pot. And when the threat of frost is over, you're going to put some dynamite fertilizer that will be available this year and put it outside.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.